This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A new deadline from BP.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Bill Radke. The Obama administration goes to court today to try to keep the six-month ban on deepwater drilling in place. The president says it will help make sure another oil leak doesn't occur. The court will also hear from oil companies who say a blanket drilling moratorium is too broad. And a report in today's Wall Street Journal says BP now thinks it can stop the oil leak by the end of the month, weeks ahead of schedule. Joining me live now to talk about this newfound optimism is our own Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Nancy, this morning's report says BP is trying to get the fix in place by July 27th specifically. Why July 27th?
Well, that's a pretty important day for BP. That's the day BP is expected to report its second quarter earnings.
Oh.
And not a coincidence here. BP would like to have some good news for investors. But a BP official told the Journal that July 27th may only be a realistic goal in a perfect world. If there's a hurricane near the leaking well, all bets are off.
Right. Well, assuming that it is a perfect world, if they do get the well capped by July 27th, what does that mean for BP? Is it going to ease investors' minds?
It could, especially if BP's stock price goes up. But that would probably just be a blip because there's another gusher that BP is nowhere near capping, and that's its legal liabilities. The lawsuits are just piling up, Stacey. Hmm. I talked to Chris Skrabowski. He's an economist and oil industry analyst at Peak Oil Consulting.
It will ultimately be in the company's interest to try and get some sort of control on this so that absolutely everyone in the southern states of America doesn't sue them.
Now, there are other costs for BP. BP has already committed $20 billion toward a fund for cleanup and other expenses from the spill. So far, the company says it's spent $3 billion on cleanup.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
And the Journal's also reporting this morning that BP is pushing back against a request from the U.S. government that it keep authorities informed of any changes the company might make to bolster its balance sheet. The International Monetary Fund raised its global growth forecast for this year to 4.6%. That's the highest it's been since 2007. The IMF says the global economy is recovering faster than expected, and that has the markets feeling good. Tokyo's Nikkei Index jumped 2.75%. London's FTSE is up 1%. Germany's DAX is up 0.4%. Yesterday, U.S. markets saw big gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 2.8% to close at 10,018. It has been a long and very dramatic buildup, but tonight, NBA star LeBron James will take part in an hour-long TV special to finally announce whether he's staying with the Cleveland Cavaliers or moving on. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
How do you fill an hour-long special with information that only takes a few seconds to say? Maybe bring all the team owners on stage at the same time, Survivor style.
The 9 votes inside this urn are about to make one of you a millionaire. But you're going to have to wait just a little bit longer.
As long as the good stuff is saved till the end, Neil Pilson says it doesn't matter how the special is produced. He's a sports media consultant and the former president of CBS Sports.
You want to fill the hour, perhaps with shots of LeBron playing as a 4-year-old and then as a 5-year-old and then as a 10-year-old and maybe a little travelogue of his hometown. Obviously, I'm being facetious here, but you have to fill the hour.
And Pilson says ESPN wouldn't be doing it if viewers didn't want it.
I'll almost guarantee you it's going to get a very large rating.
And it can't hurt that two of the teams courting LeBron, the New Jersey Nets and the New York Knicks, are in the nation's largest media market. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com.
President Obama visits an electric vehicle plant in Kansas City today. Smith Electric Vehicles has gotten $32 million in stimulus money for research and development of zero-emission trucks. As Laura Ziegler reports from Kansas City, the company has some big-name corporate clients to boast about when the president shows up.
Smith Electric Vehicles is one of the few manufacturers selling electric trucks to corporations. Among its clientele, Staples Office Supplies, Coca-Cola, and Frito-Lay.
But we see a strategy to get the cost competitive with traditional combustion engines.
Mike O'Connell is director of fleets for North America for Frito-Lay. Electric vehicles are still limited to a 100-mile range, but O'Connell says that's not a problem for his company.
We have engineered routes. A lot of our routes go less than 100 miles a day, so we kind of know how many miles we're going to go, how long we're going to be out there, and then when they get back to the distribution center, we have charging points. So very consistent, works well in our delivery system.
The technology is still new. Aside from their cost, batteries can emit hazardous chemicals and require electric grids most cities don't yet have. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill visited Smith Electric this spring. She was there to announce a $22 million Department of Energy grant for research and development.
We don't have to do something different.
Right.
To get what we're
you don't
used
have to adjust.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
Senator McCaskill envisions a much wider use of electrified trucks.
It's a natural for things like the post office. This is exactly the kind of vehicle the post office needs for mail delivery. In the military, there are many delivery needs on various bases in the United States for delivery vehicles.
Executives at Smith Electric hope to up production from 2 trucks a week to 25 and double their workforce by the end of this year. In Kansas City, I'm Laura Ziegler for Marketplace.
And finally, if you've been trying to rein in your budget, you're in excellent company. Queen Elizabeth is cutting the royal budget as well. Palace repairs are being put off, salaries are being frozen, and the Queen might cut back her staff, which includes a piper who plays under her windows in the mornings and a royal swan counter. You can't lose the swan counter. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.